Hello, it's the 14th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council have unveiled plans for next month's upcoming memorial events. On the 11th of November, area residents will be asked to gather at Bedford Riverside by 10:40 a.m. to observe an 11 a.m. moment of silence for 2 minutes in honour of Armistice Day. The armistice marked the end of hostilities between the Allied forces and Germany at the end of World War I on the 11th of November 1918 and the start of the peace process. On the 13th of November, Remembrance Day will begin with an 11 a.m. march to the Bedford Embankment War Memorial. Following the laying of a wreath, a parade will commence from the embankment to the High Street through St Paul's Square and ending in Harper Square. On Remembrance Day, we remember the sacrifices made by our armed forces during times of war. Following a Freedom of Information request by BPI Auctions, data has shown that Bedford ranks 10th in the country when it comes to tool theft. Since the beginning of 2020, there were almost 860 tool thefts from independent business operators. When 9-year-old Helena Sadia's father, Rashid Mahmood, suffered a severe asthma attack after picking her up from Riverbank Primary School in Luton, the young girl's quick action saved his life. Mr. Mahmood, who spent 4 days in a coma following the incident, said, "My daughter didn't panic, she took control, telling me to stay calm and stopped passerby to ask for help. An ambulance attended and Mr. Mahmood was taken to Luton and Dunstable Hospital. Mr. Mahmood expressed pride in his daughter, calling her a real hero who saved his life." Leighton Buzzard Children's Centre has provided 150 children with donated, pre-owned school uniforms. This is the third year for an event which began as an idea during the first lockdown in March 2020. That's it for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.